This does seem like comparatively small potatoes compared to some of the other investigations. I mean, we're talking about January 6th, classified documents, conspiracy charges, charges of that nature, business fraud. And here we have hush money to a former adult film star. Yes, I'm sure some of his opponents would have preferred that another prosecutor with one of these other charges be first out of the gate. But nevertheless, a former president and a front runner for the next presidential race, on top of that, has now been indicted. That's a historic development, any way you slice it.
And, you know, there is some reporting. We have to wait for the indictment to be unsealed, that it's not only the Stormy Daniels affair and payments related to that, but Karen McDougal, who some people may remember, a former Playboy magazine playmate, that may be folded in, and it may grow to a felony. I'm not sure I'm using the most articulate legal language there, but it could be that there are many, many more charges added to this.
It was a similar scenario with her in terms of the hush money. And we also don't have the specifics yet about how this is all going to play out. I've seen some reporting that Trump is expected to be arraigned potentially in Manhattan on Tuesday, and that the process would essentially go forward like any other arraignment, except given that he has Secret Service protection, he might have to go in through a different entrance, and there might be some other security precautions. But apart from that, it would be like most other arraignments you'd see in New York court.
And speaking of it being like most other arraignments, there was also some legal argument that I'm sure you came across in the run-up to this, that if it were an average Joe or Josephine, an average person that did this, that they would also have to press charges. So the idea would be that it would be politically incorrect not to, politically faulty, let's say, not to indict the former president in this case.
Well, that's exactly right. That's one of the arguments that Trump and his supporters have put forward, that he's only being indicted for this because he's Trump. If he were Joe Sixpack, he wouldn't be. The problem is we already had not exactly a Joe Sixpack, but somebody farther down the totem pole in the name of Michael Cohen, who was in fact indicted, prosecuted, and thrown in prison for this exact same crime, this exact same event. And when that happened, President Trump was named as individual one, as an unindicted co-conspirator, primarily because as a president, he was not allowed to be indicted. So now that he's no longer president, he doesn't have to be individual one, the unindicted co-conspirator anymore. He can be Donald J. Trump, criminal defendant in this same case where we've already gotten a guilty plea and jail time.
I'm sorry to limit you to just a few seconds for a big question. The politics of all this, his chances of success in next year's presidential election as a result of this.
It's of course too early to tell. What polling there is right now has been moving toward him a little bit since rumor of this came out. I will just throw one data point at you. A recent CNN poll, they asked if Republicans would prefer a candidate for president who agrees with them on a critical mass of issues or someone they think could win. 59% said they would prefer someone who agrees with them and is like them and understands them versus someone who could win. That more than anything tells me that a critical mass of his supporters probably stay on his side throughout this.